You're listening to the New Classical FM. We are just 3 minutes short of our second hour here on the Jukebox, and I have two very special guests with me in studio. Katie Gleiser, the co-artistic director of Symphony in the Barn, and the founder, the man himself that started it all, Michael Schmidt. Welcome to the Jukebox.
Thank you.
So happy to be here. Thank you.
Wonderful to have you. Now, since 1995, Symphony in the Barn has been very unique among festivals in Ontario. It marries fine artistry with agricultural experience. You have world-class artists coming in, and that experience is heightened by the sights, smells, sounds of Canada's most diversified biodynamic farm. Tell us how it all started.
I guess I must have been bored and not realizing how much it would take to put a festival together. We had an empty barn, and I always was envisioning coming from Europe, you know, to kind of create music in connection with our farming operation. And then it took just, you know, the spark of trying to put something together which would unite agriculture and the native culture, and that's how we came up with the creating Haydn's creation together with the First Nations.
Interesting project.
And
it
just took off from there, and then it became basically part of our cultivating experience, cultivating souls, music, and cows and fields.
Music, cows, and fields. It sounds so exciting. What can we expect this weekend? You're kicking off the weekend, Friday, 8 p.m. And for any, if you want information, symphonyinthebarn.com is the website. Katie Gleiser, you are the co-artistic director. Welcome to the Jukebox. You're going to be playing quite a bit on this weekend as well. Some improv, Brahms, piano quartet, monumental work. Tell us how you feel before the big weekend.
Oh, I'm so excited for the weekend. We have incredible musicians coming, joining us. We have Emmanuel Vukovic, Daniel Hyman Goh, Ryan Davis, Yolanda Bruno, who's a favorite of the audience,
is
here. We have a refugee from Mariupol, Ukraine, who will be joining us, singing her traditional songs.
Her name, I see, is Olena Kovalova.
That's right.
From Mariupol.
Yes.
Wow.
And she just arrived.
Just arrived.
Just arrived.
Yeah.
Escaping from there.
Amazing.
Yes. Oh, it's going to be a magical weekend.
What will she be performing?
She's opening our festival on Friday night.
Wow.
Singing traditional Ukrainian songs.
Fascinating.
With improvised strings and myself on accordion. It will be very prayerful and powerful. And that will be followed by some Russian music, Rachmaninoff, Shostakovich. We're also doing Debussy, Cello Sonata, and Arvo Pärt Fratre.
Oh.
It would be an amazing program. And then Saturday night is this exquisite, elegant evening of Schubert Rosamunde Quartet, string quartet.
Beautiful.
Followed by the Brahms G minor piano quartet. And then Sunday afternoon will be very illuminating and sublime. We're doing Haydn Sunrise string quartet, followed by Schubert's piano trio in E-flat major.
Now, these concerts take place outdoors?
They do.
They do.
On an outdoor stage. So the musicians are covered on an outdoor stage, and the audience is under the stars.
Wow, wonderful. And tell us a little bit about the diversity of music experiences. Symphony, you have chamber music, opera, concerti.
Well, we even after 27 years, we're still exploring, you know, our own path, what is really the best way how Symphony in the Barn can express itself. And when you listen to the name Symphony in the Barn, there's a strong component of symphonic works we're doing, being it, you know, within an opera context or concerto, like we did last year with all the piano concertos.
The Beethoven year, 251st.
Right, and which brings us really to Beethoven's Symphonic Mountain, which comes next year, where we do all the Beethoven symphonies in 3 weekends.
Wow.
And so that is really our visionary tragic calling to be crazy.
Yes. So. Phenomenal. What you've come together, you know, what you've brought to this region is really extraordinary. And how do we get tickets? How do we learn more about what's happening?
Or you could visit symphonyinthebarn.com.
Symphonyinthebarn.com.
And there's clear links there to the festival program and your tickets. You can also buy tickets at the door. We have events also on Saturday afternoon. Come early. It starts at 3 p.m. We have our beautiful Ukrainian friend singing in the silo in the sound tower, and that's paired with a solo violin under the linden tree. Yes.
So under the linden tree. There's a Schubert song about that.
And there's a beautiful dinner. There's an orchard dinner at 5:30.
I was just going to I saved my favorite question for last because I'm a foodie, and I saw exquisite gourmet five-course dinner. What's that all about?
That has been a tradition, actually, at Symphony in the Barn, that we provide these dinners, usually on Saturday before the concert, where people come and basically immerse in food and music from the farm. So all the food which is there is basically produced on the farm.
On the farm. Wow.
So this is where, you know, kind of really the inner integrity of trying to combine these, the cultural element of agriculture and music.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. I've been speaking with Michael Schmidt, founder, conductor, extraordinary biodynamic farmer, and he originated this whole concept of Symphony in the Barn. Remarkable idea. World-class music together with great food and culture and all the wonderful experiences that you can imagine there. And also co-artistic director Katie Gleiser, who is a world-renowned concert pianist. She's played from North America as far as Shanghai, China. Great to have you both. Thank you for visiting the Jukebox, and good luck this weekend. I hope it all goes fantastic, and there will be many beautiful memories generated.
Thanks, Daniel.
Thank you so much, Daniel.
You're doing such a great job.
Now let's have a listen to one of the works that will be performed this weekend with Katie Gleiser on the piano, Piano Quartet in G Minor, music by Brahms.